I think that's a very fair statement. And I think you can say that in contrast to people's understandings of the harms associated with other drugs. So, yes, I think we've come a long way in people understanding about the specific harms in relation to smoking, and they're very, very clear. And I think we should start by saying that it is the most harmful drug that we've ever had.
And just by way of reminder, what is the harm that smoking nicotine does to the body?
Okay, the biggest harm is death. 2 out of every 3 people that smoke will die from it, and that's across the globe. That's the stat put out by WHO, the World Health Organization. And you can die in a number of ways. There's cancers, and they go throughout the body. And then there's having problems just breathing. So things like emphysema, asthma, and other things like that can either be caused or exacerbated by smoking.
When we're talking 2 out of 3 people, are we talking people that smoke full time, or does that include people that perhaps kid themselves that by having the occasional social smoke that it's not doing them much harm?
Well, I guess there are some key messages that obviously the more that you smoke, the more at risk you are. However, there is a key message out there which says that every time you smoke, you are doing a level of damage. So the research, as far as I know, could be wrong, but as far as I know, doesn't drill down to say if you smoke 30, then you're more likely to die quicker or something like that. There are people that die from the smoking of other people. So that's why there's been recent moves to attempt to make Hobart CBD a smoke-free area, because we recognise that you actually don't have to be the smoker to have harm from it. Passive smoking and so on has caused health issues.
Passive smoking can be just as harmful?
I wouldn't say that it would be just as harmful, purely because the volume that you would be ingesting would be a lot less. But I mean, I'd have to look at the actual studies there. Again, it is a real worry that you can actually have a very large health issue and you haven't even smoked yourself. So I guess that goes to show how harmful smoking can be.
The message, as I understand it, is that it's never too late to give up. And when you do give up, your body does start to repair itself.
Absolutely. And that's one of the messages that we like to put out there, is that people can take control of their own health. Just because there's a lot of the ads on TV, which basically, you know, can actually cause people a lot of worry, and some people can actually see those ads and say, oh, well, I've already smoked my whole life, why bother stopping now? If you stop smoking within a few months, you'll notice a lot of changes. You'll be able to walk further, walk faster, so your cardiovascular system will be working in a lot better way for you. You'll be able to do things that you otherwise wouldn't have done, and that may involve sports. You feel that you won't have to leave work to go and have a quick fag. And same if you're out having a meal, you feel like you won't have to get up and leave and have a quick fag too. So all those little things kind of add up. But then one of the biggest things is cost. Because the cost has just gone up recently. And one of the cruelest things is that a lot of the people that continue to smoke are in that lower socioeconomic group. Rising costs of tobacco can affect those people who already don't have a lot of money anyway. And so there'll be people saying, oh, can I afford to buy fruit and veg when the drive in me is so strong? Because that's the actual thing. It is the most addictive drug on the market.
That's actually the point I was going to make, that whilst it's very easy for people who don't smoke to say, oh, just give it up. Why do you smoke? It's expensive. Mm. Yep. It's doing your body harm. Mm-hmm. It is actually an addiction.
Absolutely. But it is one which, and there are some very strong, brave people out there that one day wake up and go, that's it. They throw the packet into the bin, they go cold turkey. And they actually manage to never, ever smoke. The majority of people will often take several goes, and you'll often need some products out there to actually assist you to get through, especially that first, say, 1 to 2 weeks to a month, where it's really, really hard because there are so many triggers, whether it be alcohol, whether it be, you know, just taking a break at work. But people build this stuff into their lives, and so you've got to put something in place. And there are a lot of products, services, and people to talk to out there that have been through it. And it's just a matter of finding the things that work for you to stop you smoking, if you want to.
And there's no shame in asking for help.
Absolutely not. And again, the message there is that we all need to have the support to take control of our own health, because it's one thing for somebody else to tell you to stop smoking. It's one thing to watch something on TV, see all these ads, but you need to want to make the actual choice, and you need to be supported and have the information, because there are a lot of people that have done it, and it's probably one of the hardest things to give up. And if anyone out there is actually thinking about it, I really urge you to get all the information and support that you can going into it. And don't be ashamed if it takes you a few goes, because that's often how it actually works out.
Yes, you wouldn't attend a French language lesson and then expect to be fluent in French by the end of it.
Correct.
It's something you need to keep going at and
That's
keep
right.
trying.
That's
you,
right.
You made the point a minute ago that you have to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly there are people I know who smoke who say, well, I enjoy it.
Mm. Yep. Well, I mean, I think when we talk about drugs, and this is a drug, that we need to acknowledge the reasons why people do it. And sometimes it is actually positive things. And sometimes, I guess, and I think that's why if you're looking about making a change, then you need to have a bit of a think about, why are you smoking? What keeps you smoking? What function does it fill? Is it social? Is it a physical thing that's allowing you to relax? How and why are you using it? And if you start having that conversation with yourself, then when it comes time to making a change, you can use that information to find the right interventions, medications, approaches, whatever, to fit whatever it is that smoking's doing for you.
And I guess, and again, this is something you touched on a minute ago, the best thing to do is inform yourself of the harm that smoking is potentially doing, and then you can make an informed decision.
That's right. And again, it's thinking about harm in the broader sense, because physical harm is the first thing that we think about. And if you've ever known anyone that's had lung cancer, if you've ever known anyone that's had emphysema or a lung issue, that would probably be pretty much a good reason why you would seek to make a change. But if you haven't actually seen anyone if you haven't seen anyone going through that, then the other things to obviously think about is the effect on your wallet, how much money you're going to save. And there are lots of apps that you can actually get which will help you go through this. And you'll say, okay, I smoke a pack a day. I'll put that into the app. And then the app will show you how much you're going to save over a 6-month time. And that can be a real motivation for some people. And then, if you have kids and the kids see you smoking, sometimes they will say, mummy, daddy, whatever, can you please stop smoking? So there's lots of different ways and things which can, I guess, get you to start thinking about it and provide ongoing motivation as you work through it.
Jackie, I'm listening to the radio. I'm hearing all the information that you're disseminating this morning, and I'm thinking, yeah, she's right. For my health, for my finances, I need to give up. Where do they start?
A good place to start is quit. Now, if you put quit into Google, or you'll find a phone number there. They have telephone counsellors there, products. They have the experience to talk you through your options. And so Quit TAS would be, yeah, the first place to give a call. Absolutely. But also start talking to your family and friends too, because if you're going to make a change, you're going to need their support and help.
And for people supporting, what's the best way to go about it?
Again, it needs to come from within the person. With all of this kind of stuff, having a grown-up conversation about the harms, the impact, but also seeing where you want to be 3 months, 6 months' time. But, you know, you need to get support around you as well, because it is quite hard. But many, many people have done it.
Jackie Hallam, thank you very much for your time today.
Always appreciate it. Thanks for having me in, Paul.